the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. One of the main factors which make one distant from the divine mercy is following carnal desires. There are many ethical ways for controlling carnal desires. Fasting is one of the best ways. Fasting strengthens self-restraint and helps the individual avoid committing sin. Indeed, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, said in the sermon on the occasion of the arrival of Ramadan, "As the crescent of the month of Ramadan rises, devils are chained. So, plead to God not to dominate them over you." Man's desires are good if they are applied properly. For instance, the desire for eating is good for keeping our health, but if we exceed in eating, our health will be harmed. Sexual desire has been created for continuation of generations, but if it is used out of the wedlock, it will destroy family and society. Unfortunately, some people go to the extremes and cause problems for the individual and the society. If a person breaks his fast intentionally without any reason, he should both fast later on and atone for it. But if one breaks his fast out of fear or danger to his life, he has to only fast later on as compensation and won't pay any other atonement. The point to note here is that if a person thinks that fasting of Ramadan is not obligatory for him, but later on he understands that it was obligatory, he should both fast as compensation and pay atonement. Now, if a person puts his head completely in water while he doesn't know that it nullifies fast, his fast is nullified and he should only fast later on, but he shouldn't pay atonement. If, for example, a person jumps into the water to save a drowning one, his fast is nullified, but he shouldn't pay atonement. He should just fast later on as compensation. When some food comes up to the mouth from stomach, a fasting person should not swallow it. If he does, his fast will be nullified, and he has to both fast later on and pay atonement. Dear listeners, God says in Surah Qadr that the night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. This surah reads, "In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Indeed, we sent it down on the night of ordainment. And what will show what the night of ordainment is? The night of ordainment is better than 1,000 months. In it, the angels and the spirit descend by the leave of their Lord with every command. It is peaceful until the rising of the dawn." Imam Reza, peace upon him, says, "God ordains in the night of Qadr whatever will take place in 1 year, the good, the evil, life and death. So, whatever God ordains in this night will definitely happen. That the night of Qadr is in the month of Ramadan is accepted by all Muslims from all denominations. God says in Ayah 185 of Surah Baqarah that Ramadan is the month in which the Noble Quran has been sent down. And in Surah Qadr, he says that the Noble Quran was sent down on the night of Qadr or ordainment, Thus, the night of Qadr is surely in the month of Ramadan. But it is not exactly known if it is on the 19th, 21st, or 23rd of the night of this month. There is a mystery behind this lack of clarity. According to the religious teachings, it has been hidden like many things that are not known. Imam Ali, peace upon him, said that the night of Qadr is hidden so that the faithful spend more nights in prayer and supplication and seek God's forgiveness for their sins in more nights. In other words, this gives them more time to seek God's proximity through purifying their soul and heart. May God help us benefit from these 3 nights. Amen.